Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the last Aliyah in Parsha's Akev, that is Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chav Beis. And Moshe Rabbeinu continues, Ki im shamar tishmarun, for if you very carefully observe as kol mitzvah azoyis, all these commandments, asher anochi mitzaveh eschem la'asoyso, that I command you to do them, la'avas Hashem lakechem, to love Hashem your God, l'leches b'chol drachov, to go in all His ways, l'odav kabay, and to cling to Him, so then, v'hayrosh Hashem es kol agayim ba'ilim mifnechem, Hashem is going to drive away all these nations from before you, v'yirishtem gayim g'dalim v'atzumim mikem, and you will drive away nations that are greater and more mightier than you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Beis. Shamar Tishmarun. This is an extreme guarding, being careful, as har shmiras harbe, lizar b'talmudah shlo yishtakach, not to forget your learning. Lelechas b'chol drachav. How is one supposed to go in the ways of Hashem? Hu racham, v'atate racham. He's compassionate, you should also be compassionate. Hu gaim chasadim, he does chesed, v'ato gaim chasadim, you also should do chesed. Hu dav kabay, into cling to Hashem. Rashi asks, efshar lemer l'kein, could we say such a thing? V'le eshay chlohu, Hashem is a consuming fire. How could you cling to Hashem? Rather, he dabek b'talmidim uvachachamim. You shall cling to the talmidim and the chachamim, the sages and all the wise people. Umalani alecha kilo nidbak tabay. I'm going to treat it as if you clung to Hashem Himself. Pasuk Gimel and Rashi v'harish Hashem asisem mash aleichem. If you did what's incumbent upon you, afani asem mash alai. I'm going to do what's incumbent upon me, says Hashem. Vatsumi mikem, they are mightier than you are. Atem gibarim v'him gibarim mikem. You're stronger, but they're stronger than you are. Shemloisha Yisrael gibarim. If Klal Yisrael was not strong, mah shevachahushim shebeches ha'mayriim loymar. What exactly is it a praise to the mayriim saying Matsumi Mikem that they're mightier than you? If you're not mighty, so of course they're mightier than you. You're mightier than all the other nations. But they're mightier than you, and nonetheless you're going to be able to drive them out if you do the right thing. So let's go back to Chumash Pasuk of Dalet. Kol Amakim, any place Asher Tidrech Kaf Ragelchem Boy that the bottom of your foot walks on, Lechem Yiyeh, it shall be for you. Min Hamidbar V'Alvanoin, from the Midbar in Lebanon, Min HaNahar Nahar Paras, from the river Nahar Paras V'Ad HaYom HaAchron, until the Western Sea Yeg Volchem, that shall be your borders. Lo Yisetzev Ish Bifnechem. No man shall stand up before you. Pachtechem u'marachem, your terror and your fear, yitain Hashem alaykechem, Hashem your God will place al pnei kol ha'aretz, on the entire land, asher tidrchu ba, that you will walk through it, kasher dibe alachem, just like He spoke to you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Hei. Lois etzev ish. Ainli el ish. I only know that a man is not going to stand up to Klal Yisrael. Uma, an entire nation. Umishbach, a family. V'isha b'chshafeha, or a woman with all of her sorcery. Minayin, how do I know that they're not going to stand up to Klal Yisrael? Talmud Lamed, the Pasuk says, Lois yatzev mikol makim. No one is going to stand up against you. So Imkain asks Rashi, if so, Matam Lamer ish. So why does the Pasuk tell us a man isn't going to stand up against you? We know that no one, even if it's not a man, if it's a nation, or if it's a people, or if it's a mishpacha, or if it's a lady with her sorcery, they're also not going to stand up to Klal Yisrael. Why does it say the word man? Afilu ka'igmel chabashan, even if he's as strong and powerful as Agmel chabashan, he also is not going to stand up against you. Pachtechem marachem asks Rashi, v'alei pachad humayra, isn't pachad and mayra the same thing? Ella, pachtechem is talking about ala krevim, your fear, your terror is going to be instilled upon the people that are close to you. Umayrachem, your fear and your terror is going to be instilled ala rechaikim, also upon the people that are far away from you. And pachad is lashon be'isas pesam, this is referring to a sudden fear, and mayra is lashon de'agam yam rabim, this is an expression of being worried for many days, a long-term worry. Kasher diber alechem, like He spoke to you, v'heichon diber, and when did Hashem tell you this? As Eim osi ha'shalach l'fanecha, I'm going to send my fear and fright in front of you and instill it in all the nations in front of you. With this, we complete Parshas Akev. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.